As a matter of fact, the tax collectors were generally and they were hated and despised by many people. And it just so happened that this is the type of individuals that Jesus palled around with. As a matter of fact, Matthew was a tax collector, one of his disciples. He went to Matthew and he said, "Matthew, get up, follow me." And not long after that, we find in Matthew chapter 9 that Matthew threw a party. And he invited all of his tax collector friends, as well as other notorious sinners, and Jesus to come to the party. And do you know what Jesus did? He went to the party. And the Pharisees and Sadducees, I can hear them now, yang, chattering about the way Jesus conducted himself because he was hanging around the wrong group of people. So, Jesus told them this story. He told them this story about the coin. He told them this story about the sheep. He told them this story about the prodigal son. It's all one story because it has one theme, it has one message. We talked a little bit about the coin last week. I want to talk more about the sheep this week. So, let's look at Luke 15, verses 4 through 7. He says, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what's he going to do? Well, he's going to leave the 99 in the wilderness. He's going to go search for the one that is lost until he finds it. And when he finds it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. And when he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." And in the same way, there's more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. So I want you to understand the first thing you need to understand, and we talked about it last week, you are valuable, you are extremely valuable to the Father. Do you understand that? Will you receive that? You may think, man, he just don't know me that well. If he really knew me, he wouldn't and he couldn't love me. But the truth is, the Father and Jesus knows you very, very well. He knows you more than you know yourself. And He loves you because you are valuable to Him. You need to own it. And if you can't own it, I want to suggest to you that every morning you get up and look in the mirror and say, you are very valuable to the Father. You are extremely valuable to Him. The second thing we need to understand is that we need a shepherd in our times of need. All of us have needs. Sheep need somebody. They are not able to really care for themselves. Sheep need somebody. So, here's a shepherd. He's looking around, and one of his sheep is missing. So what's he going to do? He's going to leave the 99, and he's going to go look for that one sheep that's missing. And he searches, until he finds the sheep. Sheep can be missing in a lot of different ways. One of the ways that sheep can be missing is that they get entangled in a bramble bush. their wool gets caught in a bush or their horns get caught in a bush and they can't free themselves. They become entangled. And the only way that they can get free is if the shepherd goes and releases them from this bush. That's the only way. Sometimes sheep can get, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but sometimes if there's a little... And if somebody doesn't find them and help them get up again, they're going to die. They're pretty helpless in a lot of different ways. And so too are we. Sometimes we get entangled in relationships, or we fall into a ditch of sin and we can't get out on our own. We have to have someone come and help us get out of this mess that we've caused. Have you been there? And again, generally, it's we cause it. And Scripture tells us that sin is just like that poison, and if we continue in it, eventually, it's going to kill us. Look, if you would, at James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. It says, "But each one of us is tempted when we're drawn away by our own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full gone, brings forth death." Evidently, I didn't get that one in my PowerPoint. So let me read that again. James 1, 14 and 15. You have your Bible or your phone, you can look it up. "But each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death." The Good Shepherd is the only one who can release us from that. The Good Shepherd is the only one who can free us from entanglements of relationship, from entanglements of maybe addiction, entanglements of other sinful habits. He's the only one who can free us from that. He's the only one. Second thing we find that a good shepherd does is he protects you because you can't protect yourself. This passage of Scripture in 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Did you know that sheep don't have a lot of defensive mechanisms? I guess they can bite. Maybe. How many have you any of a raised sheep in here? Paul, do they bite? Not real hard. Do they kick? They don't have much kick. They're not very effective. And it's not like they can hide in their terrain. I guess the only thing they can do is butt. But that's really not effective if you've got a predator like a bear or a lion or a wolf coming after you. And they're really not that fast unless you're trying to catch them. And so their defensive mechanism is pretty weak. And the same goes for us. Scripture says, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil, because he prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Now, you need to understand that the Lord is here to protect you. If you were to read through the Psalms, you're going to find in the Psalms many Psalms that talk about protection. Shepherd protecting his sheep. Psalm 23, you may be familiar with this passage of Scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. And then verse 4, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Have you ever felt unprotected? The Lord said, I want to protect you. I will protect you. Psalm chapter 91 is known as the soldier's psalm. And a lot of soldiers, when they go into battle, they begin to read this psalm over for protection. They begin to declaring this upon themselves. And I would just encourage you to become familiar with this passage of Scripture. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. What verse am I on? 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him, says the Lord. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Isn't that a beautiful psalm? Man, in times of distress, that's a tremendous passage of Scripture to go to. A time when you are just needing an extra amount of God's encouragement in times of fear, in times of stress. And you can claim these promises. You need to build yourself up in these promises that the Lord has given you. There's tremendous power in the Word of God and in trusting in His Word. The next thing we find out about a good shepherd is you need a good shepherd to guide you because you don't know where you're going. I've read somewhere that sheep are kind of dumb. And if a sheep gets out in the field and kind of wanders off, grazing, whatever, And the shepherd comes and gathers the sheep to take them back. That one sheep doesn't know how to get home by itself. Yes, Paul. Yes. They could have gotten in the shed. They're dumb. Now, a dog will find his way home. A cow will find their way back to the barn. A cat, you can't get rid of them. Sorry, any cat lovers in here. But a sheep has to have a shepherd to guide them. Have you ever been lost and couldn't find your way? The truth is this. You don't know the way home. That's the truth. Jesus said this in John 14. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. There's more than enough room in my Father's house. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I am going. No, we don't know, Lord, Thomas said. We have no idea where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus said, I'm going away, and you know the way to where I'm going. And Thomas is like, probably in a frantic voice, Lord, I don't know where you're going and I don't know how to get there. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. I am the way. There's no other way. If you want to get home, if you want to get to your final destination, and if your final destination is to be heaven, Jesus said, I am the way. There's no other way. You need a good shepherd to find you because you're lost. Scripture says that a good shepherd will leave the 99 and go search for the one sheep. He will search high and low until the sheep is discovered. And when the sheep when the shepherd returns with the sheep, there's great rejoicing and the sheep is found. Now, it's very probable a lot of these tax collectors and notorious sinners felt like there was no way that they could be good enough to have a home in heaven. That there's no way they could be valuable enough for the Father to search them out. And what Jesus is saying is that regardless of how you feel about yourself, you are valuable to Him. And He is searching for you. So the last thing is, Father is looking for you. Every one of these stories, lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, shows the love of the Father. And it shows that He is searching for you. So if you are away from God, I want you to rest assured that God is searching for you. He loves you. In 1981, a Minnesota radio station reported a story about a stolen car in California. And police were staging an intense search for the vehicle and the driver, even to the point of placing announcements on local radio stations to contact the thief. On the front seat of the car was a box of crackers that the driver had left, but he had laced them with poison so that he could kill some rats that he was being infected with. And so the police and the owner of the Volkswagen bug was putting out this APB, letting radio station, you know, about this incident, so that he would not elude the rescue. So here's the deal. That's, if you're running from God, and God is chasing you, He is chasing you, but He's not chasing you to punish you. He's chasing you to protect you. He's chasing you to bring you into His fold. He wants to rescue you. In fact, there's a passage of Scripture in Luke 19:10 that says that Jesus came to seek and to save those who were lost. That's why He came, was to seek and save those who were lost. Isaiah 53:6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on Him the sins of us all." All we like sheep have strayed. We're far from home. We've gone our own way rather than following God's way. And the Father is searching and searching and searching to bring you back home. The Scripture says that the Lord has laid on Jesus Christ the sins of us all. Have you been running from God? Are there areas in your life that you have strayed away from Him? Are there things you've become entangled with that's keeping you from having the fellowship and relationship with the Lord that He wants to have with you? Would you just surrender? Would you quit running and start running toward Him rather than away from Him?